Here we go. Yeah. All the biggest hits all day long.
Key 103.
I am so excited. The return of Miley Cyrus on the phone from the United States of America right now. Miley, hi.
I have butterflies in my stomach on this phone conversation. I am very excited to be on the phone with you and to be able to think about the fact that people are actually going to get to hear this song now and think about people playing it. And I think it's kind of ironically amazing that we're very far from each other right now, halfway across the world from each other, and it feels like you're going to be in Malibu with me as I sit here looking out onto the ocean. So it's pretty amazing for me.
Do you feel that? Are you in Malibu? You're in Malibu right now.
Yes, dude. I am. I'm looking. It's actually it's not really the song lyrics. You know, my song lyrics are "The sky's so blue." It is very gray today. So maybe you're bringing some of that over for me. What's the weather like over there?
Do you know what? It's nice. It's been really, really nice. It's like Malibu here, to be honest.
Well, you know what? Then we switched for a second. You and I gave you a little piece of Malibu today.
Let's do that.
Today it is very gray, but I'm super down with it. Today's actually a day where I'm kind of lounging on the couch and just talking to people about my music for a little while. You know, my music is very much about skipping on the sand, through the grass, through the flowers, and I am laying on the couch with my 7 dogs instead.
That sounds like a perfect day, though, to me.
It is, and talking about my music, dude, and honestly, I could barely sleep, and I woke up with butterflies seriously in my stomach. I've had them for the last few days just because, you know, for a while I was kind of in this, I kind of went into a media blackout where no one knew what I was doing, and I didn't even want to tell anyone, even people close to me, about my music because I really thought it was just going to be a fun surprise for everybody to, you know, get to be surprised by the music. And all of a sudden, it's not just saying, hey, I'm working on music, but it's, hey, it's here and you can listen to it. So I'm really, really excited about that. And I'm honestly more kind of nervous than I've ever been about releasing music. I don't remember feeling like this before. And I think maybe that's part of just being really present right now. You know, I feel very in the moment right now. And so I guess I'm really feeling what it should feel like to share something that means so much to you with so many people.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you've put a lot of, there's a lot more Miley in this, right? This is very, very you, this new music, isn't it?
Yeah, I think every album, you know, at that point, that's who I am right then. You know, so many people are saying, well, how can you be so many different people? And I hope that I continue to do this always. I hope I change all the time. I was just talking about how change has become derogatory for people. You know, something that you can use against people is to say you've changed. And I think that should be a compliment rather than, you know, something negative. And I hope I change all the time. And I hope also, you know, my styles of music that I listen to in every part of my life, where I am, I hope I, by the end of my life, have gotten to experience every type of music that this world has to offer, because there's so many detailed, amazing genres and artists. And so I think a lot of what I'm into right now and what also what I've been brought up with, I think this is probably the rootsiest. I think that's why my dad can't stop promoting my album this time around. I've never had heavier promotion from my dad. It's because there's finally, he's like, I hear the, you know, the guitars in there and the claps, and it's very much structured the way a country song would be without it being country to me. I was trying to explain last night what my new record sounds like, and I think I say this every time, I'm not really sure how, just because it's very much like you said, it's just me right now, so I don't really know how to compare it to anything else.
Do you feel like a different person to the person that you were when you wrote the last album?
Yes, I think from the Milky album, you know, from the album that I did, the Dead Pets record, I think, you know, I've grown. I also just learned a lot from that. I think I learned a lot from Bangers. You know, I learned a lot from working with people as brilliant as Mike Will, getting to work with Luke, and now Orin Yull, who's doing my record, and working with Wayne from the Flaming Lips. I'm just around genius, incredible artists all the time. So I take what I can of what I learned from there. I'm very observant, where when I'm working with someone, I'm not just working with them, I'm really learning from them too. Every time I work, I learn. So I'm just really an observant person that tries to learn from all my collaborators. And so one day, you know, I can stand on my own and do it. And I think that's what happened with this record, especially with writing, you know, being able just to write this record fully with no co-writes, just purely writing my lyrics, with, you know, and not shutting people out because I'm a better writer for any reason. It's because I know myself better. I know what I'm trying to say. No one else knows what I'm trying to say or lives my life, so they don't really know how I feel. And I'm, you know, we're ourselves 24/7, so I know my deepest thoughts and know you know, writer, or if someone was writing songs for me or producing records without me, you know, sitting there guiding them through what I want to hear, could ever do that, because they don't really know who I am at the deepest pit of myself.
Do you know what? The thing that's like screams through to me with this new song, with Malibu particularly, is how happy you clearly are. This is coming from a happy place, right?
Yes, and I think, you know, people sometimes they hear this song and they say it kind of makes them feel both. It kind of makes them feel very happy. And that's why I wanted the balloons. If you've gotten to see any of these teasers of the videos I just posted, and I'm really excited for people to see the video, because I think the balloons and the flowers on my hand and the nature, and my little dog Emu was in the video featuring Emu, and just showing people where I'm really am happy. You know, I think when people say that, I think, you know, for me, I think we always like to consider ourselves. I like to consider myself happy, and that's part of, you know, of my name and my vibe, and I hope I always make people happy. But I definitely think more than happy, this is the most content and in the moment that I've really ever been. I feel very very solid and very here, and just really full of excitement to make music again. I think I needed to, you know, I think every time I get a step away, I miss, you know, making music, and I'm always making music at home, and it's just about the right time of when I can share it.
Yeah, totally. You get that. That comes through in the song. And I think, I suppose, because making music and touring and stuff is so crazy, and I think life was obviously so crazy for you and so busy, that just having that chance to sort of strip it back and just do normal stuff and just live a normal life.
Yes, I had to sit still. I think, you know, the first word, you know, lyrics of Malibu are, I never came to the beach or stood by the ocean.
I never came to the beach or stood by the ocean.
Mostly because, one, I'm from Nashville, so I never thought I would be here. And two, I never gave myself the time. I think time with nature has been the most important grounding part of you know, kind of my new self. And then hopefully my next new self is different, and the new self after that. You know, I hope it's not strategic. I'm not saying I'm reinventing. I'm evolving as a person, so then that reflects in my music.
Also, with the world being sort of quite a difficult place, do you feel a responsibility as an artist and as a musician to make music that feels more positive?
Dude, I really do. And actually yesterday, there were some little girls that came up to me when I was at dinner yesterday and told me, you know, that I was a good role model. And I said, you probably have some cool parents, because sometimes parents, you know, have tried to, some, you know, make me seem like that's not what I am. But I really find myself to be a role model. And so it always really hurt me. And not because I think I'm better or because you should look up to me, but I do know that everything that I'm doing, even if sometimes it's not right, it comes from the right place. And I think that's something that people always need to understand. My words, my actions, even if they don't always seem right because I'm human, they always come from a good, right place. And I think that's more than, you know, some people in our worlds and in our government can say. You know, I think people need to know that this has got to come from a non-greed place.
And a big part of that, I suppose, is spending time with your family and being grounded in real life and stuff. Do you, in the craziness of it, do you get to see mum and sisters much?
Dude, more than ever, actually. I've become the biggest baby in my entire family. As I get older, I don't know what's happening to me. I'm getting more and more needy from my mom. My mom was asked who she talks to the most the other day, and it was me, and not by her choice. You know, I call her 24,000 times a day, and my dad as well. Me and my dad are closer than we've ever been, and I think my family is honestly a very cool example of kind of a mosaic family that's been broken into a million pieces but put back together to make something very cool. And that's happened a lot. I think my family is a really nice model that things happen, people change, people go through shit. But if you love each other, you know, you always find each other again and come back together. And I think you make something even more beautiful than you would have as one piece.
Yeah, beautiful. So true. Your mum and dad strike me as the kind of people who you can really go to for advice on anything, whether it's like music or just you can't work the cooker or something like that.
My dad is seriously the wisest person I know, and he always has a saying for everything. He just knows. There's another song on my record that's called Inspired, and it's a lot about my dad, and it says, you know, I always think about the days coming home with dirty feet from playing with my dad all day in the creek. He somehow has a way of knowing what to say, so when I'm feeling sad, he makes me feel inspired. Because that's the way my dad always makes me feel. You know, when I feel mad or upset about something, somehow he always changes it to make it, you know, ammo to fire me up to change, to be inspired by what's going on. Instead of feeling angry or feeling helpless, feeling hopeful, you know.
Yeah, that's so sweet. So sweet. And I guess you're just so lucky to have that, I guess, as well. I think when you get that, you've got to sometimes appreciate. I'm lucky
I never
to have that.
I never forget it. And I really, you know, I really, my heart goes with people that don't have family that they can rely on, because I'd be nothing without that. And I hope that my family somehow, you know, I hope people know that our arms are open, and I hope we can, you know, give people that sense of family and friendship. And I hope that, you know, people, for me, dude, I'm the hippie at heart that helps my fans, if you know, they can feel my music and they can feel love for my music. And even if people haven't been as lucky as me to have the family that I have, you know that what they've taught me hopefully bleeds on into my fan and to the people that hear my music. And I hope that I can inspire people, because then I know that I'm doing my family's work and I'm doing my dad's work. That's what he's always taught me that. I think that's why I've been so involved in my charity work, and everything that I do is just because my family's always made that the most important.
Sweet. Are you gonna get to come to the UK as well soonish?
Dude, I'm seriously planning on it. You know what? I'm about to sit down in the red voice chair again pretty soon, and so with that schedule, it is out of control, because I'm super hands-on coach. And so I'm trying to find some days that I can come on over and see all my fans. It's been a while. It's seriously been a while. So I'm working that out now, and actually with me and my team, that's been a top priority. So I'm really hoping that, you know, I get to come this year, and if for some reason The Voice takes over my life, which it's easy to do, I'd love to come over and tour sometime and get to be in front of those fans again. It'd be awesome.
That would be good. We need to make that happen. You know what, the thing about... I was talking to somebody about this the other day, about British food. I think people either love or hate British food. I know that you are a fan of the UK.
You know, I'm super into peas, so I can pretty much get peas anywhere, which I'm down for. And also my dude's Aussie, so sometimes we kind of get some of that vibe in our meals too. And I'm, you know, my favorite thing used to be, of course, I used to love fish and chips, and now I'm a freaking vegan at the worst time ever, because I'm going to be touring in the UK, and this is not a good time to not get my fish and chips. But I'm definitely down. And you know, I like to travel and try different things. So whenever I'm over that way, we can go out and get the good grub. Because I don't know all the hot spots. If you're ever in Malibu, though, I know where to take you.
Good, thank you. I'll hold you to that. Can I float the idea of fish and chips and mushy peas? Have you had that before?
Dude, it's my jam. That's why. Excuse my radio language. it is my fave. But I'm bummed to be a veggie at that time, because I won't be able to get it. But I'll definitely get on the pea action.
Yeah, that's good. I think peas and fish, they are interchangeable. I think that's fine. I think that's okay. But wait,
my favorite, though. People actually think I'm gross because I eat frozen peas out of the bag all the time. That's like my go-to snack. But I think it's bomb. I saw some little kids doing it, and I do it with everything else, you know, with fruits and stuff like that. So I actually eat frozen peas out of the bag all the time.
Sorry, what? Hang on, frozen peas? Are you kidding?
No, you gotta try it. When you go home, get a bag of frozen peas, and you're gonna see. Actually, someone said that my comment was weird, that I said, oh my god, I can't believe frozen peas taste just like peas, but frozen. They were like, well, what else do you think they're gonna taste like? But it sounds like it's gonna be gross, but it's actually really bomb.
I don't see it. I really don't see it. I mean, I'll try it.
I'm pretty gross. I sit in my meetings with a bag of frozen peas and then ask people if I can borrow their freezer if they start getting too mush. But I guess in your world, it'd be better if they got a little mushy. So maybe I'll try that next time.
Exactly. It works. That's the good thing about peas, right? No matter how you take them, they all work. Listen, I need to let you go, but there is one more thing I really wanted to ask you. You have had such an amazing career, like already. You're only like 24 and you had such an amazing career.
Yeah.
And you must have been in so many kind of like surreal situations. If you had to pick one moment that when you're 80 years old and you're talking to your grandkids and there's a story that you're telling them, what one story would you go to?
Dude, I spent, you know, a year of my life riding on a giant hot dog floating through thousands of people. On the Bangers tour, I was thinking about this last night. I flew across a crowd of 20,000 people on a ginormous hot dog. If that's not the weirdest thing you could ever tell someone, I don't know what else is. And I slid down my own tongue. So that's pretty crazy. The Banger Store is probably some of the weirdest stuff I've ever done.
That would be hard to top, I think, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't even know if the kids would even understand that. Like, you did what? Why? You know, they'll be like on spaceships floating around on drones in front of their audience. And I'll have, you know, hooked myself to a giant hot dog and floated across 20,000 people.
Well, you did it with style and grace, Miley. That's what counts.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, exactly. I did it with class.
Listen, I need to wrap up. I'm being told to wrap up, which is gutting, because I feel like I could talk to you all day. You are such an amazing person. And thank you.
I'm happy to talk to you, and I hope to see you when I'm over your way.
Let's do it. Get on over here, and I promise you I will try frozen peas. I promise.
All right. Exactly. Catch up. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Speak to you soon, Miley. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Val.